everybody, and welcome back to another week of the best little Horde House in Azeroth, Horde House for short, a podcast where we talk about World of Warcraft. My name is Rob Roberts, joining me every week, as he always does. Say hello to Extifer.
Hello.
Hi, how are you? Did you get a sex change?
No.
What did the cataclysm change your gender? Was it so big?
I'm a widow goblin.
I see. You're...
I love my big queen kiss.
You're a goblin now, huh? That's not what goblins sound like.
They don't.
No,
I thought I was talking like I was Jersey Shore there.
No, I
was I not.
Is Snooki a goblin? I don't know. Is that name taken?
I think she is a goblin actually in real life.
Lol.
Isn't she green? I don't know.
I don't know.
She's tan so much that she's turned green.
A little bit.
Yeah.
So, hi, Extifer. How is your week? Are you having a good week?
I'm having a great week. Just dinged 85.
Grass.
Right before the show, actually.
Now get a life, because it's only been like 48 hours.
I know. Well, I'm not... And still, I wouldn't be considered hardcore by, you know, the big guilds, apparently. I heard a rumor from our guest tonight. He said that the top high-level guilds were actually kicking people out of their guilds if they didn't level to 85 in a certain amount of time. Like, you know, I don't know which guild it is, but it's one of those big, world-first guilds.
That's sad, because, you know, real life greater than WoW and all that stuff, and it's like, go out and get laid. You know,
seriously.
You gotta have time to have sex.
I know. Explore your body.
That's right. You might have explored Vajir, but have you explored Vajin? I don't think
exactly.
All right.
Billy, I hear that you have a new hair growing down there.
All right.
Can you explain that?
Can we introduce the guest, since you said we have a guest tonight? Let's say hello to our guest tonight. You know him as the number one fan of Horde House. Say hello to Flacco Jones.
Who's joining us tonight?
How are you doing, Flacco Jones?
I'm doing great.
Wow, you sound like you're like a million miles away. Are you near a microphone?
No, I'm very near a microphone. I think my voice is very tiny.
You have a tiny voice, like a actual goblin. I don't know.
I guess.
So how are you, Flacco Jones?
I'm doing very well, and I've just been playing alts in World of Warcraft.
Alts. You've also been playing Warcraft a very long time, haven't you?
Yes, since the very first day.
But you played many times. You played day one.
Yes.
So,
I had
but
the collector's edition too.
Oh my gosh! So, but we can't call you Grandpa Warcraft because you've quit a bunch of times, right?
I guess. I'm also very happy you had Grandpa Warcraft on last week, because then I don't have to have that name.
We can call him Grandpa Quitcraft.
Well, yeah, he's Grandpa Quitcraft. He's also kind of like he keeps aborting all his alts, so he's kind of like the abortion doctor of the World of Warcraft, kind of.
Yes, that's exactly what I am.
There you go. All right. So you'll be Dr. Abortioncraft.
Okay.
All right. Actually, somebody takes issue to you being the number one fan. Really? We have Peeker Uno on Twitter has tweeted us and says, hey, I email and tweet you guys too.
Well, so Peeker Uno, I guess, can have it, because I didn't tweet this week because I'm on the show.
There you go. You're also, and this will show you like how many people are listening to Horde House, you're also a relative of one of the hosts, correct?
Yes.
How are you related to a host?
Relative. Or in-law. That's Steph.
Steph relative.
I don't know anything. I am a brother-in-law of the host because I married his sister.
There you go. All right, so I guess Peeker Uno can have the number one fan who's not related to a host. How's that? All right, works.
Sounds good to me.
All right, or actually, he's also from overseas, so he could be like number one overseas fan. I don't know. Who cares? All right, let's get to how was your week in Azeroth. We always like to start off the show with how was your week in Azeroth, and obviously it's been a very big week with all the cataclysmic events going on. So I'll start with Extifer, since he's like... Oh my gosh, I just hit 85. Obviously, you've had a busy week.
Yeah.
Is everybody, have you raided yet? Is everybody in your guild?
85? No.
My God.
I don't think anybody's anywhere close to raiding. It's not like Wrath where where guilds were downing what the first tier of raiding like in the first week. I don't think that you're going to see that for the first at least 2 weeks, maybe.
Is your guildmaster okay? Is she 85 yet?
Actually, okay, so this is how my week was in World of Warcraft.
All right.
I bought the digital download. After work on Monday, I got home and I was just doing, you know, bullshit stuff, you know, for the rest of the night. And I decided to go to Blackrock Caverns and discover the first instance so that I could, you know, queue in for it. And I'm sitting there waiting and I hear everybody on vent or whatever. And the game, like, didn't come out at 12:01 midnight like everybody wanted. You know, it came out like 12:07,
which we all knew would happen. We all knew that would happen.
This is my guild. Okay, I can't log in. Okay, what the fuck is happening? Oh my god, I can't log in. This is fuck. Blizzard needs to grow balls.
This is probably like half the guilds. Like, I'm not gonna be the fucking realm first now. It's some bullshit. It's
you know bullshit, what? Blizzard. There were people in my guild actually saying that, because we had some people that had the goal of becoming realm first, at least for their classes, and that really messed things up, and it just kind of snowballed from there, I think. But they're all really good people, but they were just cracking me up.
Nerd rage. And so,
yeah, and so after that, I went ahead and I did. Part of the first zone, Vashir, you know, the first 81 to 85 zone, I guess, 80 to 85. And I was just kind of going through there, you know, experiencing it with just about a million other players at the same time. And altogether hearing my guild just freaking out over everything. And it was just kind of funny, but it was frustrating too, because I was freaking out as well. Because I couldn't get the, you know, mob kills, and I was trying to discover the new instance, and then we ran the instance, and the instance was really fun. And right after that, it was just a blast.
That's so cool. Well, yeah, I know. I was talking smack about your guild leader a little bit, because we do that on this show and she loves it. I was mentioning, you left out. I showed you where Blackrock Caverns was, because you were like, I don't know where it is.
You did, actually. You logged into my server and actually walked me to Blackrock Caverns.
I logged into Winterhoof. I held your hand and walked you over to the instance. And meanwhile,
thank you, Unky Rob.
You're welcome. And meanwhile, in guild chat, you know, Ferrari's talking about how she has the whole like a food chest next to her, so she's set for a week. And I was like, well, do you have a camper toilet too? And she's like, no. And I said, well, then you're not really set, are you?
Yeah, I suggested she should go, Mom, bathroom! You know, like that.
Exactly.
Episode of South Park.
Yes, we all know the South Park.
Yes, so. We do. Yeah. I was just trying to, you know, reference, you know, give my credit, you know, where credit's due. So I expired at about 3:45 that night, you know, or that morning, and then woke up 6 hours later, and my guild master and her boyfriend were still up, and you know, with the mindset of getting to 85, you know, within 24 hours or whatever. Mm-hmm. And it was the most hilarious thing I think I've ever heard in Vent, is hearing those two fight for, you know, however long that I was playing the game that day. I think it was like 5 or 6 hours, and just hearing them just fight, and just, it was so funny. And then she, at one point, you know, she's a pally healer and he's a rogue, and she was healing him, and he would pull mobs and heal him, and they would do quests and, you know, whatever. And there were a couple points where she, you'd hear him on vent, and he was like, what are you doing? What are you doing? I'm dying. I'm dying. And then you'd hear her say, oh, I'm sorry. I just nodded off. Because she just, was falling asleep because she's so exhausted.
Were they going to the realm first or something?
I don't think that they had the, you know, realm first in mind, but they definitely wanted to get to 80 ASAP. That was like their goal.
I mean 85.
So, yeah, 85, excuse me.
All right, so now that you're 85, Extrafer, what do you do?
sitting around waiting. I'm actually in game right now.
You know, and this is just a little show here that we're trying to do.
Exactly. I'm sitting around in Twilight Highlands clicking on the inscription trainer or supplies person because they only supply a limited quantity item and I'm trying to level up my inscription.
Gotcha.
And that's kind of frustrating. I hate waiting around for stuff.
Well, sorry to hear it. That's
my week so far.
Have you run the new dungeons? Have you run all the new dungeons?
I've run four of the new dungeons. I did Blackrock Caverns, Throne of the Tides, Vortex Pinnacle, and the Stone Core. Mm-hmm. And the first two, Throne of the Tides and Blackrock Caverns, they're really easy, but they're really... you can't get by with just tanking and spanking everything, obviously. I mean, they really try to go over and above that.
I kind of think you can in Blackrock Caverns, actually.
Oh, well, yeah, I mean, but there's still some gimmicks, like there's the boss where you have to pull into the fire, you know what I mean?
Yeah, okay, there's that one. But, like, there's a boss that you're supposed to block beams, kind of like Netherspite in Karazhan. And the boss looks just like my warrior character, which is really weird to me, but whatever. But you don't even like really need to follow the mechanic. You just kind of you just face roller.
I mean, followed the mechanic each time we did it, but yeah, I imagined that it would be fine.
And I imagine in heroic, it's like you gotta follow the mechanic.
Oh yeah. I have a couple guildies that just got into heroics and they ran Dead Mines last night. They couldn't even get past the first boss as far as I know.
Oh, wow.
I don't know. I mean, I had heard that they had internet issues, so they probably could have if they, you know, had the group together. They said it was a good group, I did the Stone Core and Vortex Pinnacle, both of which were, I healed both of those, actually. Those are the first two instances I healed out of the new expansion, because the first two I just did Boomkin. And the healing is definitely a challenge. It's definitely something that is going to be tricky to learn. Running out of mana, making sure everybody is alive and not dying. You know, you can't top anybody off now. So it's about finding that perfect balance.
That's what I've heard, because our priest was in Stone Core for the first time last night, and pretty much all the guild chat was just lit up with his QQing about, like, this is really hard, you guys. Like, I can't top people off, you guys. I don't know what to do, you guys. You know, and I think finally he got through it, but it was just like he definitely was having a fit. And now I'm like really scared because, well, like, I got through the first two instances no problem. I face rolled them, but I'm scared about it.
You know what? I think that once we realize that it's not like Wrath anymore, it'll be easier, because basically all you have to make sure is that they're not dead. I mean, and you can conserve mana. If somebody's hurt, you don't have to top them off. You don't have to heal them right away. They're not going to get damaged to the point where they're going to die yet. So you want to focus on your heals on the tank. Make sure that you have your mechanics on the tank that you need to. Like, I roll Life Bloom on the tank, you know, the whole time. And then, try to top the other, or not top them off, but try to get the other people up, you know, past 50%, I would say. And you should be fine. And you shouldn't run out of mana, as long as you're, you know, geared appropriately.
Healing tips from Extifer. I like that. You're so kind and generous.
I think there's a lot of people, like, because I think that people got so used to the Wrath way that we're used to just, you know, spam healing. And no, it's not going to be the point anymore.
Well, it's been hard for me, like, just speaking of, like, the whole conversion from Wrath, it's been really hard for me, like, throwing away purples for greens, because, you know, I'm thinking, like, oh my god, like, I worked so hard and saved up so many frost badges for that, and then I put like 600 gold worth of gems in it, and now I'm throwing it away for a goddamn green that dropped in a dungeon. It's just like, it's difficult.
I'm showing our guest Flacco Jones. Can we just call you by your real name?
I like Flacco.
Okay, we're gonna call you Flacco. I'm showing him my gear. I've replaced every single item in my slots, and I keep in mind I had 277, you know, epics.
Well, of course, by the time you're 85, you're gonna replace everything.
By the time I was 83, I actually replaced most of them.
I've replaced about half so far, maybe a little bit.
And the one thing to keep in mind is you want to replace, even if it's not necessarily an upgrade, you still want to replace it, because the eye level is what you're going to want to need to get into the higher level instances. So, you know, if you're not past three, eye level 300, You can check your item level, average item level, on your general tab in your character's screen. And like right now, I'm at 322. If you're not past 300, you can't get into, from what I understand, Vortex Pinnacle.
Wow.
So yeah, so there, that's one thing to keep in mind when you're gearing.
All right. Well, anything else you want to say about your week in Azeroth with the Cataclysm?
That's everything so far.
So far?
Everything. What right. about you?
What about me? I had to work and stuff, so I didn't get to level quite as
boring.
Much.
Boring. Let's talk to Flacco.
All right, Flacco, what are you up to? How was your week?
I have just been playing an Undead Hunter because I bought the original games when they went on sale a couple weeks ago. So I got all three original games for $20, and because I'm Dr. Abortioncraft or whatever, then I just said, forget all my old characters, and I just started over. So now I'm working on Undead Hunter, and also because I did that, we got the Recruiter Friend thing, my wife and I. So she got a free month. I think I got a free month for buying the first game again. So we got all this free time, and just whenever the baby's asleep, little Flacco Jr., then we play a little bit of WoW, and the leveling bonus is really nice because we can really only play for maybe an hour, two max at a time, and, you know, it's...
So
it's
wait,
nice with the bonuses.
I don't understand. Why did you throw your old account away? Was it strictly for the recruit a friend, or did you sell it
really.
To Chinese
and,
hackers?
I
or
mean,
what?
No, I didn't sell it. I still have it. I just wanted to get the recruit a friend, and I wasn't really going to play my 80s because I'm not interested in getting Cataclysm right away anyway. I really wanted to play an Undead Hunter. So if I'm going to start over and it's only $20 to buy those old games and my wife gets a mount, and we get this triple XP bonus. It's really very nice, especially with limited time to play. So well, we're already 53 and just
oh my gosh, wow.
Yeah, and that's barely playing.
We were talking to Grandpa Warcraft a lot last week about kind of like the differences between, you know, how Warcraft was, you know, 6 years ago in 40-man raids and how it is now. You know, you've been going through the leveling experience all over again, granted at a greatly accelerated rate. How does it compare now to what it used to be?
Oh, it's so much better. Just the quests just make more sense. The way they move you from like quest hub to quest hub is the best. Like we just finished Badlands. We did every quest there and it was my favorite zone so far. Just going all over the place and the story makes sense, and Badlands especially because Deathwing has a big presence there.
Mm-hmm.
So we both really like that place and going, and just when you get a bunch of quests at one hub, you kind of move along, do all the quests. You don't really have to go back and forth. And by the time you go back, they're like, okay, you've done all the quests. Now go to this next place and do all those quests. Instead of the constant back and forth of, okay, go kill 10 rabbits. Okay, come back. Now go kill 10 more rabbits, but pick up their ears this time. And they come back. So you don't have to do any of that monotonous stuff anymore. And they really mix in the quests with the new kind of Wrath style and Burning Crusade style quests that they've, you know, worked in there.
Yeah, what I find interesting is that I've kind of been like hearing from people that have been away from the game for a very long time. You know, people that have been gone since Vanilla or BC that kind of didn't really go through Wrath, who are coming back to the game, leveling Worgens or other new characters for the first time. They're like, oh my gosh, there's all these cool new quests now where you can get into vehicles and you're like riding horses and all this stuff. And I'm kind of thinking to myself, well, yeah, that's all cool. It's really neat that they put that in the Vanilla experience, but that's kind of like all the Wrath gags, you know?
Yeah, they just repackaged them all in the old world.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
Which I guess is cool if you've never done it before. But I just like it because I think the quests are more friendly than just... They're not super grindy like the old school classic WoW quests were.
Gotcha. Very cool. So are you going to get into raiding or any of that stuff? Are you like, nah, I just...
I think it's almost impossible to raid when you have a baby. I mean... At least for both of us. I mean, I guess we could take turns, but that's the only thing. And that's just kind of weird. I'm not really into raiding anymore. I really like leveling and doing all this. So I'd imagine I'm going to get a bunch of characters up as high as I can.
So you're just going to go 1 to 85 over and over and over again.
Yes.
That's your goal.
You know what? As he's talking, I'm looking. He has a sheet of paper with all of his tunes that he's made and what levels his tunes are.
His notable tunes.
I guess he has more.
Let's get a rundown.
Can you give us a rundown?
Okay. So, I mean, I put little goofy stars next to all the characters that I got to max level at the time that was max level. So I have an 80 warrior, I have 80 shaman. These are all Horde, by the way. A 70 druid, a 70 mage, a 70 priest that was my first character. I got him up to 60 as well, so I put 2 stars on that one. And a 60 hunter. Both my 60 priest and my 60 hunter were leveled up on PvP servers.
Wow.
And the highest ally I have is a 72 death knight, but that doesn't really count because it's a death knight. Other than that, it's a 45 priest on Blade's Edge.
Why are you hating on Alliance?
I think it's because when I started on the PvP server, you get this whole attitude of, you know, they're the enemy and you can't be them. And I just feel like that's really stuck with me because whenever I play Alliance, I'm just like, I hate these guys. I just can't finish this. But I need to work. Now that I've got the new account and everything, I need to make an Alliance character and actually follow through with it. Get it all the way up to 80.
Well, you need to do what all the other Hordies are doing and roll Worgens. It's like the reverse of what happened in Burning Crusade when everybody played Alliance and then they all rolled Blood Elves. Now the reverse is happening. All the Hordies are rolling Worgens.
Yeah.
And I guess goblins are cool, but
I like the goblins more. I guess, see, there it is again. I just can't like an Alliance
character. I think you're not racist, you're factionist.
Yes.
That's just that you're factionist. You're a horrible, horrible factionist.
Aw, that's so true.
So, anything else you want to share about your week?
I think that was it. I mean, I guess the ultra nerdy part about my whole undead hunter thing is the whole reason I wanted to do it is because I want to tame beasts that kind of fit in with the whole undead theme. And I found this new exploit that's out there where you use this
natural exploits are against the terms of
it's
service.
It's not really an exploit because we've talked. Right. They've already talked to people about this, like Blizzard Blues or whatever. I guess it's still an exploit, but it's not really exploiting for any kind of benefit other than cosmetic. So you tame a pet. So I have this wolf that has a sword in its face because that's what the mob looks like when it's out in the wild. But if you tame it normally, it's just a wolf, you know, that's kind of ghostly. But if you tame it with this macro, then it gets the sword like stuck in its face for forever. So, I mean, I just think it's awesome. And I think it goes well with the undead hunter theme. And I'm just a total nerd about it.
My favorite was that you named that pet Headache. It made me laugh.
So I told you before, I'm actually in game at the moment while we're taping this.
Okay.
And I got a message, you know, asking me if I've done my show. I said that we're doing it as we speak, and our rogue, resident rogue, he's asking me if I'm talking about how awesome he is.
You were sorta.
I told him how much he fought with his girlfriend. I guess that makes them awesome, though. I mean, in a way, right?
Awesome people fight.
And they stick together, and they stick together in game. More power.
Whatever that means.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what I mean half the time when I talk.
Do I get to talk about my week now?
No, we're going to keep on going.
Hey,
so, Rude. No, go ahead.
There wasn't much to it, sadly. Okay, so 12:01 a.m. came around, and they were saying you had to log out of the game and log back in to get Cataclysm to work. And
right. They're
like, I swear a blue post said it, no, whatever. So whatever, I went along with it. And finally, I got back in the game maybe 12:13, 12:15, I don't know. So, of course, I was nerd raging about those 10 minutes of lost time, but we went straight into Blackrock Caverns. We had a party of 5 waiting right outside the instance, ready to go. We were all there ready to go. So finally, once we got past the login boss, we went right into Blackrock Caverns, and it really wasn't that bad. It wasn't super hard. I didn't think any of the bosses in there were like super challenging. It was kind of neat to be in a new place and with the fire falling everywhere and get a couple gear upgrades. And I liked how the quests were just one after another after another. I gained like a third of a level just doing that first instance. And then I pretty much had to go to bed because it was like 1 in the morning and I had to get up for work at 6:15. I know, sad. So I got to play a little more last night, Tuesday night, Wednesday night. I did some leveling in Vajir.
Wait. I'm going to stop you right there. Because when you guys were on last night, what were you guys doing in your guild?
we were raiding.
Okay, but what were you raiding?
We were doing the battle for Mount Hyjal from Burning Crusade.
Now what the hell? This is my inner guild master speaking through me. Why the fuck would you be going into Mount Hyjal Summit when you should be leveling in Hyjal?
Because
the real Hyjal.
Okay, here's the thing. We we were going to do guild achievements. Like, we knew we wanted to do some guild achievements because we have a lot of achievement whores in the guild. So we thought, okay, when guild achievements come out, we're going to just try and grab some of these, right? And it'll be cool because we'll get more experience and so forth. And granted, some of that changed, but we'll get to that later. But we decided, even after, you know, the news had come out, we'll stick to the plan. Just let's just do it for lols. And keep in mind, too, I'm in more of a social guild. We're not as, like, rabid raiding as you guys are. And not everybody in our guild even has Cataclysm yet. You know, there's this thing called the economy, and it kind of sucks right now. So there's some people that don't even have it. So we wanted to do something that was kind of, like, topical and could still be a guild event and yet include everybody. So we actually did Gruul's, Magtheridan, and Battle from Out Hyjal just back-to-back.
Oh, my God. You guys were doing more than just the Hyjal summit.
Yeah, we did. We did. We got 40 guild points last night, all just back to back to back. So,
wow.
Which it was cool, and it was cool to see that, and it's kind of cute because it's topical, you know, because Hyjal's coming back. So, you know, it's kind of one of those why not things. We actually have guildies who are still like going after quests in Burning Crusade because they're going after lore master related achievements.
Gotcha.
So, Magtheridan actually helped some of our guildies, believe it or not. Well, so not everybody's about Russian 85.
I guess you guys get a pass.
We do. Because, we're awesome.
Yeah.
But I leveled a Vashir, and I admit something? I don't know if I like it. It's
oh, really?
Weird. It doesn't feel like Warcraft because of the whole like underwater thing. Like, I can appreciate that they're doing different stuff, but I've never liked underwater levels. Like, I don't like them in Mario Brothers, and I don't really like them in Warcraft. Getting the seahorse was kind of cool. Yeah. And then there's like the shut up. And it's shut it. And the zone is
go
I'll
ahead.
Kill you. The
okay,
zone
I promise I'm done.
Gigantic.
Done.
Have you seen how big?
No, I'm kidding. Go ahead. Go ahead. I'm just kidding. Okay, so it's gigantic. Yeah, the whale horse.
Have thing. You seen how huge Vashir is? It's a huge zone.
Oh, yeah.
There's a turtle in there that you have to like swim in his butt, and let's you can go inside. Map. Yeah.
It does well, you know. I think that was the first one that I leveled in that before I switched over to Hyjal,
mm-hmm.
And I thought it was cool. I liked it, and I really liked the instance. The Throne of the Tides is beautiful.
The Throne
it's
of the
amazing.
Tides is amazing. That's the only other instance I've done. Weird final boss fight though. That was a weird final boss in there. Does this thing where you all kind of get it's kind of that same effect that you got in the old. Oh, what's that Wrath quest line that everybody did that was so epic? That's the Battle for Undercity?
Yeah, the Wrathgate.
Wrathgate, that's it.
Uh-huh.
It's kind of like Wrathgate. Like, the last boss is like Wrathgate where everybody gets, like, super enraged and the boss has, like, 6 million hit points. So you just kind of have to spam DPS. I thought that was kind of a weird fight.
It was weird, as I recall. I don't know. I might have been on Ambien at the time.
I
just remember it was so great and pretty.
But I really like the boss before him. That's one of my favorite fights so far. That's the face hugger boss where the spider will like kind of face hug somebody and basically mind control him for a little bit. And you can either let that person drop to half health or kind of wait it out. And so I don't know. I thought that was kind of a neat little boss fight.
You want to know something kind of funny? Is what? I keep on wanting to say Utgard Pinnacle, but it's Vortex Pinnacle, the new one.
Okay.
So it's the instance in Ulduum or Ulduum. I don't never know what the pronunciation is, but I'll say Ulduum. It's the little spires in the sky, you know. So you're up like in the sky, you know, doing this instance, the sky wall, I guess. And so you're there, and there is a boss, the final boss, actually. He summons these little triangle looking things, and you have to all get into the triangles and you won't get damaged or killed. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm doing this for the first time. It's the first time I've healed in the game, you know, at level 84 or whatever. And I'm in there, and I'm talking to people on vent at the time, and he does the triangle thing, and I'm outside, and everybody's screaming at me, and we only have the boss halfway, you know, his health halfway down, and I die, of course. And so basically the remainder of the time, was this guild following the this group following the mechanics. They got the boss down.
Oh wow!
They didn't need a freaking healer. That was awesome. And I told them, like, I feel so useless. And some chump was like, "Well, you better fucking feel useless." I was like, "I'm surprised you guys didn't kick me like mid fight."
That's funny.
So, you better feel useless.
Yeah. Yeah. So I got a message from my guild master just now asking, by the way, Exto, let him know that Vag Flash plus Holy Radiance is amazing.
I can't wait to get Holy Radiance.
It looks amazing, too.
Because then you can Vag Flash and you can fart, and they're both heals. I can't wait.
Connect Holy Radiance to any part of vaginal, like any vagina term?
I'll work on that. I'm not 83 yet. I'm level 81 and 3/4.
Call it Queef Shine.
I'll work on that.
I just Queef Shined all over the guild.
I'm sure they'd appreciate that. So yeah, that was pretty much my week. I got to level 81 and 3/4, and we raided Meg Theridan and Gruels because they're awesome. And Hyjal, which was kind of a weird raid. It's like the Violet Hold of raids. It was weird.
Gotcha.
So...
Have you ever done Hyjal, Extifer?
I have done Hyjal. Hyjal the new zone or Hyjal the instance?
The raid.
I did. I did the Hyjal summit earlier this year with my guild.
Okay. Because you didn't sound like you knew anything about it.
I do. I know that it's a kind of like a gauntlet-y type instance.
And it's the raid that everybody skipped because they wanted to go to Black Temple.
Yeah.
It's pretty much
what it was annoying as hell to me. If I was in, they told me, my guildies were telling me at the time that, you know, if you wipe during certain parts, you had to do it all over again. And I'm like, and Burning Crusade content wasn't exactly easy. Mm-hmm. So these people would wipe over and over and over again. And I mean, these raids would last for hours and hours on end, you know, in the same particular fight. So,
that does not sound pleasant.
No, it doesn't. I wouldn't have wanted to be a part of that.
All right. Well, we're going to get to the news here in just a minute, but I want to ask Flacco Jones, because I didn't ask him the question I always ask WoW guests, and that is, why do you play WoW? You've already told us about your assortment of characters, but why do you play WoW? Why do you keep coming back even after leaving your characters behind?
I play WoW because it's addictive. I don't know. It's just once you start playing, you can't stop. Until you do, and then you have to wait till you start up again. But I never, ever wanted to play an MMO. My roommate at the time bought Final Fantasy XI, and I said, don't buy that game because I'm going to get sucked up into it, because we were both kind of big Final Fantasy fans. And he bought it on the PlayStation when it came out for that. And I started playing his account, and the next thing I knew, I bought a laptop, and I started playing Final Fantasy XI on there, and I was a healer, and... So we had no problems getting groups. So we got his family, his brothers were into MMOs and stuff. We got them into it, and they hated Final Fantasy XI because they could never get groups or anything. So they all left and went to play the WoW beta. And then when WoW came out, or right before WoW came out, they're all like, we're going to play this game. And I looked at it and I'm like, this game looks stupid. The graphics are crappy. I mean, I love Final Fantasy XI. I'm never going to leave. But then when everybody left Final Fantasy XI, I'm like, okay, I'll give WoW a try. So...
That's almost the exact same thing that happened to me. Yeah, I was like, oh, I'm not gonna go play WoW. The graphics look stupid, and
yeah, like, you know, everything's purple.
Warcraft is so like 1995. Come on, get over it, people. Right? Like,
and I never played the Warcraft games. I watched my roommate and his brothers play them. I've never played them myself. I just watched them. So I was like, I don't care about this world. I've played Final Fantasy games, you know, forever. So.
Yeah, I was mad because I'm really bad at Warcraft, like the old Warcraft strategy games, I'm really bad at. And like StarCraft, I'm even worse. But Final Fantasy, that's just hitting A over and over. It's really easy.
Yeah.
So
I mean, that's just pretty much, I got sucked in, and just like I told my roommate when he was threatening to buy Final Fantasy XI, I got hooked, and I played WoW for a very long time, and I did like the craziest things, like PvP server and PvP honor, and you know, the old system where you had to play like 24/7 to get any kind of rank, and
crazy.
It was crazy, but I still love the time I spent on PvP servers, because there's something about when you get ganked and you get your whole guild to come and back you up, and just really fun.
Would you ever go back to a PvP server?
I don't think I could switch back.
Now that you can do AoE.
I really hated leaving, but now that I've gotten used to the Care Bear servers, I don't think I could go back. I just don't think I could handle it. And plus, you have to find a really good guild to survive on those servers.
All right.
That's like the key to it.
All right. Well, let's go to Extifer with the news. I don't know if there's any news besides Cataclysm, Cataclysm, and more Cataclysm, but Extifer, do we have any news tonight?
Okay, so, you know, among other things, I mean, there have been interviews with, you know, people in Blizzard and crap that we don't care about because they just tell us the same things over and over again, you know, no real news. They did a couple things this week, though. Hot fixes were, you know, a dime a dozen the last day and a half or so. One of them in particular was a hotfix that reverted your guild level. If you leveled to level 2, most of us saw our level 2 get revoked from us. And I actually was on at that point, and I saw you just achieved level 1. Like it was a guild achievement or whatever, and it was hilarious, you know, because it got reverted back.
Was everybody on vent? Like, what the fuck? What happened?
Yeah, but
fucking
you know,
Blizzard, what the fuck? It's a fucking bug. Fuck.
There were people that were like that, but then our guild master was like, okay, you know what, you guys? If you guys don't fucking read the blues, then I'm not going to help you. She like already knew that it was going to happen. She's like, I give up. I'm not going to help you guys. You guys need to keep up on your information.
Did she change the guild message of the day? Like, look, you shitbags. You need to like fucking read the blue post because I ain't going to help you. No one in this guild's going to help you. You will get left behind. Read the blues.
I don't want to get left
forever behind. Be lost.
Yeah, so that's something. And then there was another hotfix. You know what was funny is that as we were beginning the expansion and doing quests, and did you notice that initially you weren't getting any experience?
No, because we were in a dungeon.
Oh, because we weren't getting experience, at least on our server. And it was funny because nothing was giving experience. Kills, quests, nothing. And then suddenly, all of us just got a big ton of experience at once. And we think, I mean, I'm assuming that it was like a hotfix that was just put in. So
no, it didn't affect the dungeons then.
Ah, gotcha. Maybe it was just our server, but who knows. The other thing that I had on my list for news is that there was a game guide revealed on worldofwarcraft.com.
Wait, before we get to that, can we talk about the guild thing for a minute? Because like it was kind of – what do you think of guild leveling now in the state it's in? Because I think it's kind of weird. Like our guild is hitting the cap every day, and it's not like we're – a big guild. We have like 20 something regular players, and maybe it's because we're all questing right now, but we're hitting that max guild thing every, so it seems like everybody's gonna hit level 25 at the same time because achievements don't mean anything now, right? We just hit level 2 today apparently, which I'm assuming every guild hit level 2 today.
Well, I think it's designed for people that did start at the beginning of it, because you know there's going to be new guilds that sprout. And they're going to have to start from, you know, level 1. But, it is kind of weird. I mean, our guild's getting the same amount of XP, or I guess rep, you know, that every other guild is getting.
And then I haven't even been playing as hardcore as you or half the other people that are playing Cataclysm right now. I'm only, what, 81 and 3/4? And already I'm getting that message that says, you have earned the max amount of guild reputation for the week, which shows up every time you finish a quest.
Yes.
So I kind of feel like Blizzard didn't balance this feature very well. Now, granted, I understand no one wants to do guild stuff in the beta because they're all too busy, you know, figuring out the new raids and what have you. But it just seems odd to me that this was so unbalanced and did not go off, I don't think, as planned. Because this whole thing wasn't even supposed to be there anyway. I'm not even supposed to be here today. It was supposed to be the Path of the Titan thing.
I know. I'm right there with you. You know what's so funny about this whole thing is that you know, they've had this amount of time to test this feature, and they tested and tested or whatnot, and then they bring it out and they're like, oh, and we're gonna hot fix the achievements out of the guild leveling because it was going too fast.
Well, I mean, obviously some people were really like, I don't want to say they were exploiting it, but definitely making it one of their priorities. And if you have a guild with like 1,000 people, I mean, how hard is it to say, okay, you five go run this instance, you five go run this instance, you five go do this, and rack up like points really quick? I mean, surely Blizzard had to think, some of these gigantic guilds were going to hit 25 the first night on achievements alone. It's like, it seems weird. They had to fix it so fast. Like, they never even, like, thought. I don't know. It just feels like it's not playing out like it was supposed to. I mean, I don't hate it, but it's just... Just give
us with everything that
give
they
us
bring
the
out.
Stinking rewards. I mean, we're all working our way there at the same rate anyway.
As with everything that they've come out with, though, they're going to refine it and make it better, I believe. I mean, I think they will. The guild perks are really nice for what it is. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So, I don't know. We'll see what happens. I'm sure that they're going to refine it, though.
Yes,
they do that with everything in this game. So,
all right. So you're gonna say something about a strategy guide or something?
Yeah. Sorry to bring you down.
I know.
World of Warcraft.com has a new game guide, and it is basically everything a noob would want to know about the game, in chapter form. There are 5 chapters apparently. And you go through everything from beginning, starting the game, everything about the UI. They have kind of a neat little thing where you highlight a little number and it shows what a part of your UI means. There's a lot of other screenshots and, you know, pictures and, you know, stuff for noobs pretty much. But I thought it was pretty neat, you know, for what they did.
I haven't seen this myself yet.
Quest, the quest giver has an exclamation point. When you need to turn it in, he has a question mark.
Was it really kind of that? Yeah. Well, yes. I mean, it's set up
very basic.
Okay, would this be? I haven't looked at it yet. Would this be a good thing for me to like show people who are like, "Why do you play so much WoW? Why are you on WoW all the time? You know, all you do is you talk to people on WoW. What's the big deal? Like, would this be like, just go look at this link? Go.
Yeah, you could do that, I guess. And then they'll get sucked in, just like
that's right.
Else.
Ah, that's the trick. That's what you're supposed to do.
Yeah.
All right.
But that's the other big news item, and it's really well done. I mean, for what it is, you know what I mean. And the new website. I mean, I'm sure that everybody listening to the show has been there, but if you haven't, you need to go there because it's really nicely done. I think that they actually should grandfather the WoW Armory into it. They already have a lot of features from the armory in it, but they do need to make that armory website a part of the real website.
Well, I was going to say the new Battle.net is kind of like it takes ideas from all these other like websites that are out there, and it's like it feels like the armory is even better. Like it does the audits of your character, it does the whole WoW Heroes thing of showing you which raids you should be running based on your item level. And it even did you notice now it can link to your character on WoWhead? I thought that was interesting.
Yeah,
that they're kind of endorsing WoWhead in that regard.
Yeah, that's really weird. I didn't know that actually.
Yeah, there's a tiny little link that says like go to this character on WoWhead. It's one of those blink and you miss it things. But I was like, oh, that's weird.
Yeah.
So you can...
I think there's a lot of stuff not only out of game but in game that they've put in, and I think that it's really streamlined and really nice. I'm actually looking at my heroic my dungeon finder tab, and I'm looking at the heroic dungeons at the moment, and if I mouse over one of those dungeons, it lets me know what my gear level needs to be in order to go into them. It says you need a higher average item level, requires 329, and you're currently at 322. So it gives you kind of this benchmark to...
What is up with your mic? You sound all yuck tonight.
I do? Oh, do nice. I sound better there?
Yeah, it's just you had a lot of...
It's because I'm not talking into the right part of it, I think. If I talk like this, it's probably better, right?
Yeah, a little better, a little better. Okay. You're good. All right. Sorry, it was driving me crazy.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry to drive you crazy.
All right. Any other news you want to share with the listeners this week? Things going on?
I'm all out.
What do you think?
A lot of stuff.
Before we get to like the emails and the tweeters and the stuff, what do you think people have to kind of look forward to next? Not that like people should even be like, okay, I'm already done with Cataclysm, even though like people like you are already digging 85. What do you think people should look forward to coming in a couple months as we get to the next or the first major content patch?
I think that this time is it's, like I said before, a lot different than when Wrath shipped. When Wrath shipped, everything was so fast-paced. This time, it's going to be slower. It's going to be at a slower pace, and I think, in a way, it makes things a lot more enjoyable. I mean, maybe my guild is an exception because they fight all the time. But, like, I think that, you know, we're all going to be able to enjoy everything at a slower pace, and that's what we have to look forward to, is the little things that are going to be coming our way, you know, getting to heroics, getting to the first raid. You know, there's not one raid this time, there's three, I believe. So it'll be, you know, kind of cool to do that.
All right. Well, let's get to some of the emails on last week's topic. What you are going to do at 12:01 a.m., the night that Cataclysm is released. And we got an email. Hey, we have an email from Flocko Jones. That's kind of funny, isn't it? I know. Maybe I should just have you read your own email. Oh, except I'm looking at it right now.
I have it in front of me.
Then let me remind you what you said.
It's in my brain.
Okay, let's ask Flocko Jones to paraphrase it right now, and then you read it and see if it evens out and sounds the same.
Oh, okay, I like this game.
Okay.
I think it was basically, I was sleeping, but the Flocko Jr. woke me up, and everybody was crying that they couldn't play the game.
Okay. Kind of a late response, since I didn't listen to the podcast until Tuesday morning, but I wasn't planning on purchasing the expansion, so I was just going to sleep. As luck would have it, my new baby, little Flocko Jr., decided he needed to be rocked back to sleep right around midnight. I ended up doing what Rob said he was going to do and checked out how angry people were that the game wasn't working on their servers. Good times. Hope you guys had more luck playing at midnight. I'm sure it will be topic number one next week. Ooh,
it was.
You're like Miss Cleo.
I know. Call me now for your free reading.
All right. And
is what he said.
We got another email from Peaker Uno, because these are the only two people that email us on the topic of the week. Just so you guys, it's apparently
dueling number one fans.
This is the this is the dueling number one fans hour. The only people that answer the topic of the week. By the way, if you want to answer the topic of the week when we get to it, hordehousepodcast@gmail.com. Hordehousepodcast@gmail.com.
When you say hordehouse, it sounds like you're Spanish or something. Hordehouse.
Hordehouse.
You need to go to Hordehouse. Maybe it's more like Russian, like
Hordehouse Podcast.
Yeah, Hordehouse Podcast.
Can I read the email?
In Soviet Russia, podcast records you.
Can I read the email?
Yeah, there you go.
So from Peaker Uno, first thing you did at 12:01 on Tuesday morning. I do believe I was in the top floor of the Sound nightclub in London, listening to some wonderful tavern music being played live with traditional instruments while waiting patiently in line to relieve my wallet of £60, get my picture taken with Deathwing, and shake hands with Ghostcrawler. The London launch event was great fun. Blizzard really took good care of us, even though the queue was outside and it was -2 degrees. And I'm thinking that's Celsius, because, you know, they're all on different systems. Free stuff all around and loads of cool people to talk to while we waited. As for the game, really, really impressed. The introductory quest of Azure is like a Disneyland ride. Very well scripted and quite frankly awesome. I will say that. As much as I was like, Azure was weird, I did like the intro. That was kind of cool. It reminded me of the boats in Final Fantasy XI a lot,
you know what?
Actually.
That it has nothing on the entrance into Twilight Highlands. And I won't spoil it, but I got to tell you, I was so amazed at how well done that was.
I mean,
at least on the Horde side.
I am so excited.
Yeah.
All right. Now a question unrelated to the topic of the week. All right. I guess we'll get into regular emails then. How do you guys think Blizzard will handle Outland and Northrend in the years to come? And seeing how in order to play Cataclysm, you will need both previous expansions, do you think they'll absorb the Burning Crusade and Wrath of the Lich King into the base game? Anyway, I always have fun listening to the podcast at work, although, as I'm sure you can imagine, strictly with headphones on. I'm not sure my employers would otherwise approve of such filthy, yet quietly, frankly entertaining language. And then he linked us to some photos of the event, and I was looking at all the cosplay. Good time.
Oh, nice.
Yes.
Very nice.
There's some people walking around with the signboards that say the end of the world is near.
I'd just like to take this time to just interject with, I love Great Britain.
I know you do, even though they have a big sign, too, that's like 47 minutes and 18 seconds until the cataclysm. Crazy.
Ooh.
Oh my gosh. So what about the question? How do you think Blizzard will handle Outland and Northrend in the years to come?
You know, I don't think they'll ever fully absorb them. But I don't know. Who knows? I think they might come out with those super sales, though, again, that they had.
I have an answer, because I watched the BlizzCon live stream, and they said that they're going to fix those quests so that they make sense in the story. Now, whether they get that done, I don't know, 2 years from now or next year, I don't know, but they did say that. That's what, what's his name, Metzen said, that they're going to fix those quests so that it's not like, you know, oh, you're doing all this stuff with the Cataclysm, and then you run off to outer space, and then you go to fight the Lich King who's not there anymore.
I think they're going to implement some new zones. Like, they're not going to get rid of the zones that are there. They might make them make more sense in the lore. But I think they'll put in some new zones that will get you to 80 really fast. Like, yeah. I think they'll just do, like, some fast-track zones to just fly people to 85.
It's so easy now, though. I mean, I leveled my warrior from a Saturday to a, I think it was a Monday, following Monday, to level 63. You know, it was crazy. I mean, that's crazy fast. I mean, granted, I did have the XP gains, but I mean, still, even if I didn't, it would still be pretty crazy fast, I would imagine.
All right. Well, we're going to do some more emails, but I want to do this week's topic of the week. We need to do this week's topic so that Flacco Jones can start his email, even though he'll be here to answer, and Pico Uno can write. So here we go.
Okay.
You ready for the topic of the week? You ready? Ready? Ready?
Yeah.
Thing I wish had happened in the Cataclysm that didn't.
Am I starting?
Yes.
Okay. Thing I wish that didn't happen. Thing.
No. Thing you wish had happened in the Cataclysm that didn't.
I wish that they had. I had the answer to this before the show, and now I'm put on the spot. I wish that they had, you know, not put so much emphasis on cutscenes. I don't know.
I like the cutscenes. The voice acting is cool. You're weird.
You know, the voice acting is cool and everything, but if you've been to Uldum,
I haven't, because I haven't been sitting there on a camper toilet playing until F85.
You fucking like you get cutscenes. Sometimes the cutscenes are the quest. Sometimes, you know, right before you begin a quest, you get a cutscene. Sometimes when you finish a quest, you get a cutscene. It's cutscene overkill.
I have something to add to that too, and I think the cutscenes are cool. But I have seen many cutscenes bug out where the cutscene suddenly, like, you're watching this cutscene and then it gets stuck in some character's body and the whole cutscene plays out and the whole time you're just staring, like, I was staring, like, inside Deathwing's chest for one cutscene. And I'm like, what is going on with this?
Checking out Deathwing's hot chest.
I was. It was awesome. Really hot because it had lava in it.
And the game was stuck inside me. I bet there's a lot of people that would like that to happen.
Yeah. Ew. It's like, I did Cataclysm. I really did Cataclysm. Cataclysm was up my butt.
So
Cataclysm vag flashed me.
So the thing you wish had happened in the Cataclysm was that the cutscenes get cataclysmed or something.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that's a lame answer.
But that's okay.
But I really thought of something before, and now I'm going to remember it after, and so I'm going to have to bring it up next time we do this show.
Fine. How about Flacco Jones? Flacco, do you have something you wish had happened in Cataclysm that didn't?
I have a real answer.
Yay.
I don't know if this is a wish that happened, like an event kind of thing, but I wish it was 10 levels and not 5. I think 5 is really underwhelming. And I don't think, I mean, it didn't take very long. Obviously, people got it in like 12 hours or whatever.
But they're also crazy people. Let's face it. You know, there were people that got from 70 to 80 really fast, too.
Yeah, but I just, there's something about just why even have 5 levels. I don't get it.
Yeah,
I just think there needs to be more.
Because
I'm a leveler. That's what I do.
Because that way they can do at least 3 more expansions before we're all at level 100.
Yeah, that makes sense. I just wanted more levels. I thought 5 was a weird number.
So I have a couple serious answers to this as well. The thing I wish had happened in the Cataclysm that didn't. You ready? One.
No.
Well, too bad. One is heroic Karazhan.
Oh, I think they'll definitely probably do that later on because that's what everybody loves.
How about that long-standing rumor that there's going to be an upside-down Karazhan? Like as a homage to the upside-down castle in Castlevania Symphony of the Night?
I don't know.
Total fanboy wank wet dream, but I think Upside Down Karazhan is like a heroic raid would be the most Uber thing that ever Ubered.
Why is it that every week we have to go back to Karazhan?
Because I promised you in episode one I would bring up Karazhan every week on this program.
Awesome!
That's right! See, Flocko knows.
Flocko knows.
Okay, the other thing that I wish had happened in Cataclysm that didn't. Naxxramas gets turned into a dance studio.
Whoa, that's so serious.
I know, that's what I want to happen. Because everybody learned to dance on that one boss, so
yeah,
it would make the perfect dance studio. All right, now run back, run forth, run back. Tendu close, plie.
What about the polarity boss? What about the polarity boss?
The polarity boss taught you how to dance?
So much dancing.
That's right. They just
do this. That instance really was all about.
They need to get some fat people in Naxxramas to bring it down from the sky a little bit and turn it into a dance studio.
I think that you're onto something.
I am.
Yeah.
So we need Upside Down Karazhan and Polarity Boss Dance Studio.
There you go.
There it is. Did you think of what your answer was before the show?
No, I'm racking my brain as we speak, and I can't. I don't know. It's gone. I should have written it down.
That's next time. Yeah, next time, write it down. All right, Let's get to some tweets. You want to do some tweets at twitter.com/hordehouse?
Okay, let's get to those tweets.
We have one tweet.
Yeah! Let's get to those tweets.
All right, here it is. We're still a small show, kids. From Digital Firefly is tweeting us this week. Loving Cataclysm, leveling my mage and priest, one in Hyjal, one in Vash. Where did you start? Guild perks are cool. I started in Vajir, but I did Hyjal in the beta, and I kind of thought I didn't like it in the beta, but now I kind of wish I'd done it in live. Because Vajir is just weird. It's big and damp.
I didn't last in Vajir because after I discovered the instance, I was like, I want to go to Hyjal to finish up my quests. So I did that, and I did about half of Hyjal. I didn't even do the whole zone. And then I went to Deepholm, and I did all of Deepholm, and that zone is just ridiculous awesome.
I know. I need to hurry up and get to Deepholm. I'm almost there.
Yeah.
The
one thing is you definitely notice the leveling curve in this one. I mean, I think it may have something to do with being in the same zone for a long period of time and the fact that we only have 5 levels. And so if they actually gave us 10 levels, it wouldn't feel as long maybe. But the leveling, it just feels so – it feels like it's a chore.
But like – are some of these other, like, zones, I haven't been to them yet, are they, like, as big as Vajir? Because Vajir is like a fucking continent. It is huge.
Uldum is humongous. It's okay. Huge. So that's one. And Twilight Highlands isn't small. So, I mean, they're all huge, I think.
Not that size is everything. But
yeah.
All right. Are you ready for some more emails?
Sure.
Some emails at What, Flocko?
Yeah, my tweet is, paladins are too easy.
Shut up. Shut your face. Paladins are awesome.
Yeah, you know what? We're going to leave that one. We're going to leave it. Because druids are the best. We all know this.
Excuse my beauty. We're the best hybrid class, just so you know.
Okay.
Alliance paladins.
Excuse my pants for not being on right now. But yes.
I'm also not wearing pants, actually. This is the second no pants show in a row.
Pants off, dance off.
See, I have pants on.
Naxxramas, pants off, dance off. Yeah. There you go.
Oh, you know what I wanted to do while I was still in game?
What?
I wanted to have our guest, Flocko Jones, have his reaction to my new druid spell, the 85 balance spell, the one that, you know, you leveled all this time to get. I wanted to get his reaction to my new spell, Wild Mushroom.
All right, Wild Mushroom.
Okay.
What does Wild Mushroom do?
So I'm going to give the mic to Flocko.
Okay, I'll describe what's happening. He's got his hands on the keyboard. He turned around. He's running outside. This must be an outdoors-only spell. He turned into a big owl thing. It's a boomkin. And, what's he doing? He just hit a button on his keypad. He put a little green circle on the ground and a seed fell. There's a mushroom. Does that get any bigger? There's a purple mushroom, a purple mushroom, and Another green mushroom.
And now watch the climax.
Okay, here's the climax. Whoa, they exploded. And it was really small.
Wow, this is about as exciting as listening to a WNBA game on the radio.
And that's how I was when I watched it. I was like, oh, this is going to be so awesome. It's going to be like some cool-looking spell. And it was just three small mushrooms exploding really tiny-like.
But it's not
as exciting as listening to them announce arena battles on BlizzCon.
Yeah, there you go.
Do they do a lots of DPS when they exploded?
You know, I was testing it out on an 85 mob, and they bring them down about a quarter of their health. I mean, it's not that much.
Can I do emails now?
Yeah, go ahead. What, didn't we just do emails?
No, we did emails for topic of the week, and now we're doing emails on Ask Us.
Oh my God, let's prioritize. Go ahead.
All right, here we go. This is Vixadrian. This is from our first email. Or maybe it's Vixadrian. I don't know. I should make it my goal to mispronounce everybody's names.
Vix.
All right, Vix.
I know who this is.
Well, he says he's a guildmate with Extifer. I'm sorry, Vix. That's too bad. But I've been listening.
You can go screw yourself, Mr. Rob Roberts.
I will right now.
Mr. I'm an alliance.
Rob likes salad.
Rob likes salad, apparently, and I'm an alliance.
What's wrong with salad? Like, fresh choice is awesome. Can
you
I read
know
what?
Go ahead.
Can
go
I
ahead.
Read Vix's email?
Yes, you can.
I've been listening since Extifer came squealing onto Vent to say he was starting it. Did you squeal? And I enjoy it a lot. But there have been many topics that have made me laugh, and some that I flat out agree with. I would like to know what you guys think is the greatest thing about WoW, and if that something has evolved since you have began playing, or if it has been taken out altogether. I can't express how much I enjoyed the PvP server I was on before Winterhoof, though before my move, I enjoyed raiding parties in South Shore, and now it's gone. I feel like a bit of my WoW childhood has been killed. But that aside, everything is all the better because Winterhoof is filled with friends that raid / playing is great. Awaiting your response.
Okay. Are you waiting my response?
Well, I guess. Vix said awaiting your response. So.
You know, I think my favorite thing that they've implemented in the game is the Dungeon Finder. I think it's the best thing ever. There's nothing that they've taken out that I've been all QQ about. You know, like, everybody was like, when they took out my Tree of Life, you know, form as a regular form, everybody's like, what are you going to do, Exto? Are you going to re-roll and all this stuff? And I'm like, no, actually, I'm not going to re-roll. I didn't like the fucking Tree of Life form. I'm fine with looking at my cow. Like, so I've never really been that, you know, bummed about things that they've taken out of the game. But yeah, the greatest thing that they've ever implemented in the game was the Dungeon Finder, though.
I think the greatest thing about WoW is Ventrilo. That would be my answer. Because, well, seriously, WoW would not be half as funny without Ventrilo.
You know, good point.
And it's so interesting to me that, you remember, do you know WoW has voice chat in it? It's just nobody uses it?
I know that because we saw it on the game guide. And I learned about it, and I learned it's like, you can adjust your settings over here.
The voice chat stinks, unless they fixed it. Did Deathwing fix the voice chat in-game? Because I was just thinking, like, oh my god, what if trade chat had voices? That could be something pretty awesome about WoW, like, awesomely bad. It'd be worse than Xbox Live.
The best thing about that game guide, when it describes voice chat, it says, You can do more than just chat on your computer with your friends. You can talk to them using WoW voice chat.
And you can cyber sex. You can have furry sex. You both roll wargans and have furry sex with voice chat. Yay.
You know, the sad thing is that people actually do that.
Oh,
probably
I know.
In WoW, but not in WoW voice chat, because they're doing it in Ventrilo, because nobody fucking uses that.
Like I just
that
said.
That crappy tool.
Like, seriously, I want to, like, go into instances, and just, especially with my character, with the name that you guys know as a female dwarf, I want to just start going into random instances and hit voice chat and go, hey guys, what's up? Sup, dude? Just come off and sound like a total bro.
Seriously. Like, well, that's what they all sound
so high
like.
Right now? Yeah, I know. That's what all the players sound like. All right. Anyway, one more email from Omega. Also on Winterhoof. Gee, could this be another guilty? Let's see. This shows you the audience that listens to this show. We have your family, your guildies, and Peeker Uno all listen to this show.
You know what? Because we're international, okay? Because we have Peeker Uno.
That's right.
You know
we
what?
Have
so
Uno
screw,
listener overseas.
Screw everybody else. We are international. Go ahead.
All right. That's like how the Sacramento airport is international because there's like one flight to Guadalajara.
Yeah, it's like catch the flight to Marysville.
Hey, Omega on Winterhoof says, just wrote this to say, I play a level 80 mage as my main. That's it. No, I'm kidding. Have four 80s and a handful of other tunes, and they all have strange characters in their names. Oh, this is a response to my little thing last week where I said... I'll clarify. Hold on. I've never been one for creativity, and when I tried to make one, it just came out, sounded retarded. Kind of like the grammar in that sentence. all of my tunes are letters in the Greek alphabet, and they all have umlauts in the names over a vowel. I will say that on my first tune, I messed up and put umlauts over the first vowel as well as all the rest. I learned afterwards and only did it on the last vowel. It does seem to keep the idiots from messaging me, though. I get a lot of people following me around / saying instead of a tell. Love to show. Keep it up.
Aw.
It's from Omega.
He's a really good player. And he's a good guy. So
no, I know. Look, I'm not
hating. You know what? So do you want to get another... a nasty response in the mail.
I'm not hating. Look, the strange character thing in moderation is fine. But it's like when people go like crazy and they're like spelling Sephiroth wrong with H's and then they have the accents on the I and like all that crazy stuff. That's the stuff that bugs me. Or when there's like seven bad characters in the name. You know the difference between a tasteful accent and like just accent barf all over.
If you're a person that doesn't know what a umlaut is, because I don't, I mean,
those are when you have
the you shouldn't be using it, is my point. The two dots. There you go.
I have a character that has two dots over a letter, but that's because it's topical and funny.
It's topical.
It is.
I created a character. Actually, you know what? I lied. I created a character with it earlier this week, before Cataclysm launched, and I created a druid named Nancy Druid, as requested by Rice Princess.
I am seeing some fucking awesome worgen names. I gotta say, we have in our guild, we have Worgen Freeman, and we have Tracy Worgen, and what else is there? Was there other funny worgen names in the Worgen Webb was the other one. Worgen Webb.
Worgen Webb. That's horrible.
She came and spoke at our at the college that I work at. Wow. But it was really just like a recruiting thing for the Air Force. It was very strange.
Wait, Worgen Webb was at
Worgen Webb. No, the real Worgen Webb. That name is based on Worgen Webb.
God damn, G4's gone downhill. They're at like local community colleges recruiting for the armed forces.
She was there to talk about tech careers or whatever, but really after she got done talking for, I guess, 30 minutes and signed autographs, then the Air Force comes and tries to talk to you into joining.
She should have shown her boobs in Maxim. She'd be more famous. She'd be like Paris Hilton. She should have shown the boobies.
She should have.
Yep.
Things that you wish you had done that you never did. Showing my boobies.
Showing my boobies.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's it for the tweets and emails. So that's kind of the end of our show. We're at the end. I know. It's so hard to say goodbye, but
So hard to say goodbye. Okay.
It's easy to sing it.
It's easy to sing, but it's hard.
Sure is. Okay, so anyway, do you have anything else you want to bring up? What are you going to do next in Cataclysm now that you're 85? What are you going to talk about next week when we ask how your week was?
I'll be still sitting next to the alchemy and inscription supplies vendor and waiting for her to show my new item that I need.
I will be running circles in Stormwind instead of Dalaran.
Ooh, there's a nifty goal.
Look, the Cataclysm changed all our lives.
It did.
What are you going to do with this next week, Flacco?
I'm going to... I'm sure shortly I will get my hunter to level 60, and then because the stupid recruiter fan benefits only go to 60, I will then switch to another character, level that to 60, and so on and so forth until I have a million 60s.
Do you get to do Recruiter Friend on more than one character?
Yes, you get to do it on as many characters as you like. And then all those characters I level, I can then grant my wife character level. So she doesn't even have to like level certain characters.
That's awesome.
Like, for every level I get, for every two levels I get, I can grant her a level. So I can get a character for her from 0 to 30 like right away if she wanted that. But she'd probably more likely go from 30 to 60.
Yeah. Even though there's all new stuff now, so it's not so bad like it used
to be. That's true. That's the other thing. I want to see all these zones. And the one problem with Recruiter Friend with the triple experience is you go through way too fast. So we're going to have to go back and hit some of these other zones we missed or didn't complete.
Use your Recruiter Friend levels to level an Alliance character since you hate it so much because you're a hateful person.
I really do want to level an Alliance character, though. I think I'm going to do Warlock. He's looking at my stupid piece of paper. For some reason, Warlock is the class that I've never gotten over 17.
Worgen Warlock.
I can't do Worgen, though, because I don't have Cataclysm.
Oh, then I guess you get to do Night Elf Warlock.
Yay, another Night Elf. That's like all I have.
Wait, do Night Elves even get Warlock? I don't even know.
Oh, probably not.
I can't even remember the
High and Mighty about that kind of stuff. Whatever. Right. Stupid Alliance.
Fine, be a gnome. My very first character was a gnome Warlock. Very first character I ever made. Pigtails and all.
That's new information. No. I feel so enlightened. Thank you, Rob.
You're
What's
welcome.
Her name? What's her name, Rob?
Her name was Super Sprode.
Okay, I'm going to steal that name.
Okay, you do that.
I'll use an umlaut.
You mean an umlaut. Umlaut is a charity fundraiser.
Yes, I got confused
going on right now.
The OLR as well.
All right. All right. Final thoughts. We're going to go around to everybody's final thoughts and anything you want to plug. Flacco Jones, thank you so much for being on the show. I'm sorry you had to be on such a crazy week with all the Cataclysm news that you get to talk as much as some of our other guests, but we'll
That's
have you
okay.
back sometime. Do you have any final thoughts and anything you want to plug?
No, that's it. I think I just already gave all my final thoughts. For the Horde!
Yeah, whatever. All right. Extafer, do you have any final thoughts for us tonight?
I would just like to make shout out to Omega and Vix and Ferrore and FM Doll. You guys are all awesome. You guys got my back. You guys always. I love you, bras.
You love bras?
Yeah, bras. Isn't that what?
New information. Extafer loves the bras.
Isn't that what bros say? I love you, bra.
You don't bras.
They don't say bras.
They say bra.
I love you, bra. Like, I just imagine these frat guys, like, standing in the women's section at, Walmart and just looking at bras going, I love you, bra.
You really don't need to know what it is that makes your keyboard sticky, Extafer.
Oh, okay.
Just saying.
All right.
My final thought is I like peppermint chocolate candy because I'm eating one right now.
Yeah, that's- I can hear it.
Nah, nah, nah. That's yummy. Nah, nah.
Let's end the show now.
All right. Bye, everybody.
Bye. Have a good time at McDonald's.
Sponsorship.
What?
Yeah, no. Okay, weird ending. We're going home now.